Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. A rainy day and some wonderfully gloomy music to start us off. That was John Mouse from his forthcoming record, Addendum. It's a companion to last year's Screen Memories, and it's coming out as a part of the big box set that he's releasing at the end of the month. So excited. It's going to come to me in the mail very soon. Very stoked for that. That was the song Episode. And it's also going to be released as a standalone CD if you're to all those mouse heads out there that didn't get on that sold out box set. On today's show, we have some brand new Parquet Courts a new Olivia's World and a preview of a couple of shows happening this weekend. And we also have a special guest in the studio. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you are here for 3 weeks, is that
three
right?
3 weeks, yeah.
As and an you're intern. It's a career placement?
Yes.
And so you're in high school, mm-hmm. and you're here to just learn the ropes about CITR.
Yeah, learning how the software works and learning what it's like to be in a job position. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you do a lot of social media work at the school?
I do, you go to? Yeah.
And so maybe you'll bring a little of that, high school social media razzmatazz to our social media here, too.
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool. All right, so you're going to be sitting in today, and we'll maybe play a couple of your songs later on. But for right now, we're going to listen to the band Dumb. They recently signed with Mint Records, and this is from their forthcoming album, Seeing Green. They signed to Mint. They are now putting out a song called Mint. This is the debut single from their new album. Here is local favorites, Dumb.
Searching for a reason. I'm in the chaos dimension. Reasons eclipsed by tension. I want not to feel numb about death. Fighting peace is not an easy task. Breathing to see if there's any left. Breathing about how many people died yet. Can't someone tell me the reason? I'm in the chaos dimension. adventure. If it stops, I'm having a bad dream. In and out of patience, I just can't keep it around. Most of mine's been taken, as I find out I'm out. Had a little love, but I gave it to you. Now someone's at my door, and he needs some too. Lighting up my phone, talking in my mood. And all I got left is this shit attitude. All this music's playing in my head. If it stops, I'm having an unshakable nightmare. In and out of patience, don't have enough to share. Sometimes I'm life itself, I'm neither here nor there. The MTA took the first of it. If it stops, I'm counting on you.
Skookum Festival is here, where urban meets wild in Vancouver's iconic Stanley Park, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Killers, Florence and the Machine, Metric, R. Kells, The War on Drugs, St. Vincent, Father John Misty, Blue Rodeo, Mother Mother, Chromeo, Bahamas, Stereophonics, and many more. Passes on sale now through SkookumFestival.com. Skookum Festival, produced by Brand Live, in collaboration with Virgin Mobile.
The EFFORT Conference is a student-run initiative presented by the UBC Undergrad Association at UBC's Social Justice Institute that is entering its ninth year being hosted on UBC Vancouver campus. The EFFORT Conference is a day-long conference and includes presentations from students, community organization workshops, free meals, and keynote speeches while providing a venue for feminist scholars, students, and community members to learn each other's skills, knowledges, and experiences. Each year, all attendees are provided with free access to workshops and student panels related to social justice, as well as a free lunch. This year's EFFORT Conference will be held on April 28th in the AMS Nest.
Okie dokie. That was Montreal via Victoria, or Victoria via Montreal. They live in Montreal now. Freak Heat Waves from their new album Beyond XXXL. That was the song Toxic Talk Show. Before that, we heard Parquet Courts from their forthcoming album Wide Awake. That was the song Almost Had to Start a Fight. / In Another Dimension. And at the top, Dumb with their brand new single Mint on Mint Records, and that was the song Seeing Green. Great work all around. Mm-hmm. Now, Lauren, you have a couple songs that you want to play.
I do. I'm very excited to play them.
I'm very excited to hear them. So we'll just talk about the first one, and then we can talk about the second one on the other side.
Sure.
Scott Hellman. What can you tell me about Scott Hellman?
He's a Canadian artist. He's from Ontario. I've seen him perform 4 times, I think.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The first time I saw him, I was at Squamish Valley Music Festival, and I was just waiting for the headliners, and I knew one of his songs from the radio, so I went and saw him and really liked his music. So, yeah.
That's great.
Every time he comes to Vancouver, I go see him now.
Cool. Okay, so, and what about this song? What about this restaurant strikes you? What do you like about this song in particular?
A lot of his songs are very, like, upbeat, and they just have this really nice rhythm to them, but this one has a bit of a slowed down tempo at first, which I really like. It's just a fun song.
Great, cool. Okay, this is Chinese Restaurant by Scott Hellman. Here we go. Oh, so
cool. I wish I was your comfort. I'd build you a nest, you'd be my bluebird. I'd shut out the world that don't deserve you, and I'd make you a home. Oh, 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 home. If I was your journal, you could tell me everything you yearn for. I'd be the fragile pages that you turn to when you feel alone.
The
All right, that was Broods with their song Mother and Father from the album Evergreen, their debut album. You've seen Broods a couple of times?
Yeah, I have.
Cool. And what drew you to, or how did you find out about Broods?
I was going to a concert, and they were the opening act, and I ended up liking them better than the main performance.
Who was the main performer?
It was Ellie Goulding. I was just going because my friend had cheap tickets.
You show up for the opener, sometimes, you know, magical things happen.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So they're from New Zealand.
Good.
And then before that, we heard Scott Hellman with his song Chinese Restaurant. Anything else you can think of that you think people should know about? Music-wise? I'm putting you on the spot.
Other artists?
Yeah. Anything that you're really interested in these days?
George Ezra. Can't go wrong.
Okay.
His songs are super fun.
Okay. Well, we'll look up George Ezra after this. Keeping it local, I'm going to move to a band called Olivia's World. They're brand new, and they have their first demo out. This is the song called Blotter, and this is Olivia's World featuring Rose Melberg on drums. Let's give a listen to that.
I'm not here to stay. I'm not afraid to die.
All right, that was Togetherness. From their record First Draft, that was the song This Place is Saturated. It's feeling pretty saturated today, am I right? Saturated with rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's gross out.
It is gross out. There's supposed to be a concert outside tomorrow. It's like the big last day of classes concert. And
I think, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a soggy affair.
Bring your umbrellas.
Exactly. Before that, we heard Little Sprout, former winners of CITR Shindig. That was from their self-titled EP, the song Alien Boyfriend. And at the top, we heard Olivia's World with their song Blotter. Little Sprout are going to be playing Saturday night at the Toast Collective on Kingsway, along with Saturdays and Rust Owl. Little Sprout and Togetherness should be a good show. Tomorrow night, Leaf Hall is celebrating an album release. That's going to be at Vivo, which is a bit of an awkward spot to get to. It's at 12th and Caslow behind the Rona Hardware Store, but it's a pretty cool spot, and Leaf Hall should put on a great show. Opening for her is Morning Koo, who is a local performer and doesn't get to play very often. And so I wanted to play a song off of her record, the title track, Baby Blue. This is Morning Koo. Thank you.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
That was Almond Dunes from his record entitled, should have had that ready, Freedom. That was the song Blue Rose. Lovely. I have heard a lot about that. A lot of people have recommended that record to me, and so I've just started listening to it, and I like it so far. Two separate people told me it's a grower, so I'm looking forward to it growing on me. Yeah. And he's going to be in town in late August, and tickets are on sale tomorrow. So if you liked what you heard, maybe check that out. Before that, we heard Grouper from Portland. That was from her new album, Grid of Points, the song Parking Lot. And at the top, Morning Coup from her fantastic record from a couple years back, Baby Blue. Really love that record. And she is performing solo for like the last time for a while. I think she has a band now. So if you have a chance, try to get down to Vivo early on. She's opening up tomorrow night. You're in for a treat. Morning Coup. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Please stay tuned for Caden with K-Pop Cafe and lots of other great stuff all afternoon here on CITR. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much to Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it was a pleasure. And enjoy your three-week internship here at CITR.
Thank you.
Hopefully people can hear you on the air several more times over the next little while.
Fingers crossed.
Any shout-outs you got to give to your peeps back in White Rock?
Humanities Co-op, if any of you listen to this, hope you're having a great work experience.
There you go. All right. We're going to close things out with Toronto's Jennifer Castle. She has a brand new record out called Angels of Death. This is the song Crying Shame. I don't know why I'm laughing. They're just very gloomy, but it's okay. It's a gloomy day. Here we go. Jennifer Castle.
It's a shame.
just a cry and shame. Just a cry.